Did Jesus claim deity? Woo! Okay, I get this one all the time. I often sit with people and say, well, Jesus never really totally claimed to be God. I mean, we made him God, yes, but did he ever actually really say it? Is there anywhere in the New Testament that it says Jesus claimed to be God? Okay, back in the day when I was first growing up in this whole thing and I was just studying and I was coming out of Bible college and doing all that stuff, I remember I had an apologetic answer for this. That is, not like I'm apologizing, I mean a defensive answer for this, right? And there were two passages in particular I would always point to. The one passage is where Jesus stands before the Jewish people and he says, before Abraham was, or before Moses or Abram, I forget. Anyways, before he was, I am. And he declares out of Exodus that incredible statement, I am, where God said. You know what the Jewish people respond by? The Jewish leaders go, stone him! Why do they say that? Because anyone that claims to be God blasphemes the Father and he needs to be stoned. So that he does that. Another place in Scripture that he does that, in John chapter 10, verse 30, he says, I and the Father are one. Okay? Now, people will say, well, he didn't mean like he was claiming to be God, except that, again, the Jewish people that understand the context, guess what they try to do to him in John 8:33? Stone him again because he was blaspheming. So I would use those two and say, see, he claimed to be God there. But as I have grown and I understand the depth and wonder of the Jewish culture and have culturalized, not in the bad sense, but in understanding culture, have dug in and said, what's actually going on? Show me the intent. I have discovered something that you guys are discovering with me as we're preaching through the New Testament, right? I have discovered that Jesus started claiming to be the deity from the second he was able to speak. At 12 years old, he did it. Remember that when he came to be baptized, he declared to the people, I'm meeting the righteous requirements of the law. Remember that when he was being tempted, he was tempted in a way that took care of Israel's past. Remember that when he went to Nazareth right after his temptation, he preached in the synagogue there. And what did he say? He was reading Isaiah and he said, man, someday a Messiah is going to come. And then he said, in your midst today, this scripture has come true. And what did they try to do to him? They tried to push him off a cliff because they were like, you're claiming to be God. And so it goes on. Out of that, every single time Jesus gets up, you're going to discover as we travel through the New Testament, when he says, I am the light of the world, when he says, I am the living water, when he says, I am the bread of life, all of these were messianic declarations. Him saying, I'm God. Get with it. Jesus spent his entire life claiming to be the God of the universe. He never apologized for that. So, taking all of that into consideration, here's what C.S. Lewis says. C.S. Lewis wrote some incredible books, one of the greatest thinkers of our time, not just Christian thinkers, but just thinkers. And he was the one that wrote the Chronicles of Narnia and all that. And here's what he says in his book, Mere Christianity. I am trying here to prevent anyone from saying the really foolish thing that people often say about Jesus Christ. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with a man that says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up as a fool, you can spit on him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet on your face and call him Lord and God. But let us not come up with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that option open to us. He did not intend to. Guys, understand that anybody that walks around on our planet today in New York City and LA with big signs on them saying, I am God, we generally don't follow those people. They are crazy. And I pray for them, but they're crazy. And listen to this. Are you ready for this? Take a deep breath. If Jesus is not the God of the universe, then he is the greatest mass murderer this world has ever known. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Take Hitler off the table. Take every dictator you've ever faced. Take everything. You know how many Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people have died because they believe Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of this world. If he is not the Lord and Savior, if he is not God in the flesh, he has created a religion that has caused millions to die horrible, torturous, terrible deaths, including our day today. While we're sitting in this church today, there will be people that will lose their lives around our planet because they claim to believe in Jesus Christ and they will not deny the faith. And if that is the result of a man who claimed to be God and was not, then we ought to treat him as a demon, the worst man that has ever lived, the greatest liar on the planet. So you can choose which, but you can't choose both. You can't say, good man, good prophet, good nice person, good teacher, not God. Jesus claimed to be deity, never apologized, and he claimed it often, and he didn't try to hide it. And it wasn't a mystery. And he wasn't going, psst, psst, Peter, I'm actually God, but don't tell anyone. That happened on several very small occasions in Scripture. And when you understand the context of those situations, you'll know exactly why he was doing that. And we'll get to that as we travel through the New Testament.